This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. UPS workers are ready to walk off the job.
The UPS union president says 95% of the contract is done, with UPS agreeing to things weeks ago, like bringing air conditioning to its iconic brown delivery fleet for the first time. But other issues, like pay for part-time workers, remain at stake, says Michigan State University's Jason Miller.
Really, it's just coming down to dollar figures. Teamsters are saying that the pay is substantially lower than effectively UPS corporate is saying.
He says a UPS strike would hit the healthcare system hard when it comes to medical supplies and pharmaceutical products. Both sides have 1 week to reach a deal. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, get ready to pay more for your Spotify and YouTube subscriptions. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
Spotify and YouTube are by no means alone here. We've seen practically every major subscription service raising prices, whether it's Apple or Netflix or Disney or Hulu. Pretty much every company out there at this point is raising prices rather than dropping them.
July has been a scorcher, and the extreme heat is keeping first responders busy. Dr. Nicholas Simpson at Hennepin EMS in Minneapolis says they're seeing a lot of people with dehydration and heat exhaustion.
But I think we're certainly more attuned to looking for those signs of heat illness and thinking about it more often.
The Justice Department is suing Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He refuses to remove floating barriers along the border that were put in place to keep migrants out. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The DOJ lawsuit calls for Texas to immediately remove the water-based barriers and to stop the deployment of any additional buoys. A defiant Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending a letter to President Biden saying Texas will see you in court. In the meantime, the state will fully utilize its sovereign authority to respond to the border crisis you created.
And over to Israel now. Protesters blocked a major roadway near parliament after a major part of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's controversial judicial reform plan was approved. It takes away much of the Supreme Court's power of checks and balances. A teen who was born with a condition that made him lose his eyesight is able to see again. Doctors used a new gene therapy delivered through eye drops on 14-year-old Antonio Vento Carvajal. He has a rare genetic condition that causes blisters all over his body and in his eyes. After a topical gene therapy cleared his skin, his doctors wondered if it would work in his eyes as well. So the drug maker put it in drops and it worked. They say similar therapies could potentially treat millions of people with other eye diseases. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're
it's
hired,
so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh, during the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, it's a hump day edition. Rojo edition.
Hey, happy days. Good to be with you in studio, man. WAUK Studios. Kind of a last minute call, but it's always more fun together.
I've been everywhere, man. I started my day in Racine County. Beautiful part of the state. WRJN. We've got a fine radio station.
Yeah, you were there yesterday, man. You're still there working hard, man.
I was working hard. I was up at 6:30. I should have had the good sense. I was doing some business overnight. Should have had the good sense to close both sets of curtains.
Oh, no.
Up with the sun.
Yeah.
Gone with the wind.
Oh, man.
So, anyways, doing a little business down in Racine County. Then I went down to Kenosha County. And Dom, since, you know, I was down there in the state line district, I continued to departs farther south. You know, just driving the signals.
Well, yeah, you got to see what happens. You know, it is Illinois.
Maybe I'll save that story for a little later in the show. The 420.
The 420 break. Exactly.
Dom, let's start with Rojo. Oh, Rojo.
Yeah.
Very close, but in this case, it's Rojo. So often he embarrasses us. Real quick, there was an election yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. I am very disappointed with the outcome, Dom.
Yes.
And I don't believe in electoral moral victories, you know. It was 23 and now it's 7. Yeah, but you lost. You lost, Democrats. You lost one more opportunity to try and carve back a legislative seat. And you lost the opportunity to continue to hold momentum. And Dom, from my point of view, this was damn close. This was a race that we, the Devil's Advocates, we Civic Media, we WAUK, WRJN, mostly WAUK, we could have done something. We could have done more.
Could have been a contender, Crudy.
Well, they got to, you know, want us to tangle with them. Republican Melotech defeats Tatterson in special election for the assembly seat. Hope Carnop reporting over at the Journal Sentinel. We won't linger here, Dom, because our team lost. But Republican Paul Melotech defeated Democrat Bob Tatterson in a special election Tuesday for an assembly seat in Milwaukee's north suburbs. Unofficial results show Melotech beating Tatterson 53.69% to 46.31%. But, you know, I don't care what he did. He co-owns and operates several businesses and served in the Ozaukee County and the town of Grafton government. Anyway,
is he an election denier? Does he believe in insurrection if you lose an election? Does he believe his election was fair, free, and honest? Those are things I'm curious about.
Demnick Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brad, pardon me, Brian Schimming.
Your buddy.
He's a radio dog. Schimming congratulated Melotech following us when saying his experience as a successful small business owner combined with his service as a local county and town board will make him an asset to the state assembly. I have no doubt Paul will use his office to fight for the values of his district, fiscal responsibility, smaller government, and quality education to create the best environment possible for Wisconsin families and businesses. Tatterson, a retired engineer and advisor to a startup business, conceded the race after the results were tallied.
Oh, wow. That's kind of new these days. I mean,
a concession.
See, Republicans, see how that's done. If you lose the race, you concede the race.
Although I do not believe the results are in the best interest of this district, I completely respect the democratic process, small d, and the will of the voters. Our state and country needs unity. That is why I'm rooting for Representative-elect Melotech's success, even though we may disagree on how to address some issues facing our district and
state.
Wow.
What an
gracious
concession. Why? So he didn't call for people to go to the Capitol here in Madison and tell them it would be wild. He didn't do that part, right? He didn't say that you got to fight like hell. You're going to lose your state. You're not going to have a state anymore if you don't fight like hell. He didn't do that. He was very nice about it.
Not my understanding. Didn't want to burn down his country or his state, near as I can tell. Demnick, in his campaign, Tatterson promoted abortion access and building the workforce through higher education. Both candidates supported fully funding law enforcement, although Melotech says he supports the Second Amendment riots. Pew, 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 pew. Tatterson pushed for common sense gun laws like red flag laws. Now, Tatterson, Dom, and, you know, relative to presidential or senatorial, these are meager special election kind of figures. Yeah. But Tatterson raised $103,612. And Melotech raised $37,251. So the guy, who Melotech, raised triple the money. The guy who lost had 103. The guy who won had 37. You know,
math.
Interrupt
me.
Don't interrupt me on the radio.
The victor in this case, the Republican, had like a third amount of the money raised than the Democrat.
Yes, these are all meager totals. And I would say, Dom, less than 1,000 votes, last time I checked, separated these two candidates.
Ben Wickler, our buddy, of course, he is the chair of the Dems here in Wisconsin. He tweeted out, I retweeted it. You can find all of our tweets and retweets at Devil Radio. Here's what he said. A Republican plus 7.2 margin in a district gerrymandered to have a Republican 24-point advantage. That's a terrific showing for Bob Tatterson, the Assembly Dems, and Greta Neubauer, and a big flashing red light for the GOP.
Yeah.
So total vote, Republican.
Yes.
Melotech, 6,455 votes, according to J.R. Ross, and Tatterson, 5,568.
Like 900 votes differential?
Yeah.
In a race of roughly what? 13,000 votes?
11,000 votes, 12,000 votes, yeah.
So I'm less concerned about the shifting tides because that doesn't get you a seat. That doesn't move the needle in the assembly whatsoever. And I realize there is some that say the Republicans tilted this district more to Republican advantage. Let's not forget they got the chance to recast the already Republican advantage
and make them just a little more gerrymandered.
Just a little more gerrymandered.
Gerrymander with a little side of gerrymander.
But if we got 13,000 voters that turned out for this special election, Dom, I can't imagine the turnout is, I don't know, what, 10%? You couldn't turn out 12% of your team? You couldn't make some investment in holding momentum? Because right now, the Democratic Party had momentum. I mean, I give them all credit. I give Protasiewicz, you know, she effectively ran as a Democrat, even though they don't call Supreme Court justices that. She's about to be impaneled on the court here. And we would hope that that might have some impact on, let's say, the gerrymandered maps.
Yes.
But here's what I can say. With the benefit of, and I don't say benefit, but the electoral benefit of the Dobbs ruling and the current state of, you know, basically no legal abortions here in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps accepting the life of the mother, this is a very anti-Republican stacked deck. It should have shifted the electorate 16 points. It should have turned out enough people with a little encouragement. Could have turned out another 1,000 voters and turned that race. And yeah, I know.
All right, how much you got to spend to turn out another 1,000 voters, Crudy? And what's the return on that investment? Even if Tatterson gets in. If Tatterson gets in, that doesn't change the math at all.
No, it doesn't. Well, although you got to keep an eye on the supermajority and the overturning of vetoes of the governor, because, you know, the math is really pretty close.
It was already a Republican quote-unquote seat.
It was already a Republican seat. And let's not forget, the Republicans have a two-thirds majority in the Senate, so they can overturn the veto of the governor in the Senate right now. So these every seat matter races, they do. Because with the gerrymandering done, we're cracked and packed as Democrats into like a third of the 99 assembly districts, right? Get half the votes and a third of the seats. Right. So what I would say is every election matters. And this one, I didn't hear from anybody. Now, I don't live in the district. You're a lot closer than I.
But I still don't live in the district. We had Tatterson on. We did.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We reached out to his campaign, you know. It's the least we could do, right? But it was literally the very least that was done. There was no get out the vote campaign that I could tell. There was no advertising campaign that I heard on the ever so powerful civic media network.
Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they did some
mailers,
five color direct mailers, five. Oh, God, man. I think it is part of the Democratic team's goal, or it should be, to start competing in these electoral races. I don't mean the top of the ticket. I'm Ben Wickler. You make it rain every election cycle. Congrats. Can we win some legislative seats for the love of God? You know what I mean? Can we even compete? That's my contention. When you don't even run a full slate of congressional candidates, at least not the last election, Democrats let two Republican Congress people uncovered. Grothman. There's not a better candidate in the sixth than Glenn Grothman.
Well, I mean, whose fault is that? I mean, literally, if someone decides not to run against Glenn Grothman, whose fault is that? Is that Ben Wickler's fault? Is that the party's fault?
I would like to see the party make a stronger recruitment effort. I think it is the party's responsibility, the Democratic Party. It's certainly the Republicans. They're out there seeking candidates if they've got an unfilled seat. You know, you don't think they got to go out and recruit somebody to run against Gwen Moore or Mark Pocan? You know they're going to lose because all the Democrats get cracked into like two districts in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, this should have been a Republican plus 24, and it was Republican plus 7. You don't take anything away from that.
It's a
you're a sports guy, Crudy. It's a rebuilding year. Come on, you take what you can get.
You could have kept momentum through the offseason, because next year matters a lot. You know, you want to make it rain? Tell you what, would have made it rain. Winning another race, winning a legislative seat. But, you know, I'm just Crudy. What do I know?
What do you know?
Come back with us. 844-967-2789. Devils, happy hump day.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Blood.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on on the app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, 64 degrees under partly cloudy skies and light winds. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Temperatures up to 94 degrees in the afternoon with a light southwest breeze. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the night. Temperatures dropping to 69 degrees. It's 66 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
To the Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines are open. You can always join us at 844-967-2789.
I kind of feel like I was a gangster today.
Yeah.
Started in Racine.
Racine, baby.
Went down to Kenosha, and I was so close to the state line down, I figured I'd better drive our signal south until I bumped into a marijuana dispensary.
Well, I mean, you know, cannabis is legal in Illinois.
It is.
And when in Rome,
see what they're selling. So I went to a place. What's that little town's name?
The Mundelein or Mundelein?
Yeah, a little down like past Waukegan, past the split in the tollway. And so I go into this old place, and out front they got this big sign. And, you know, they got specials because they're doing commerce, right?
Right.
And you know what their special is? They've got the Thanks Dick special.
Thanks Dick special?
Yeah, Thanks Dick. Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, who started the war on drugs 53 years ago.
Wow.
This week. So effectively, my entire life, somebody's been fighting my chronic usage.
I mean, I got to tell you, Crude, you show that the prohibition does not work.
53 years is long enough. And then they say, thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
From the Rise Dispensary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I told you, I've also frequented the other dispensary on, like, exit number one when you go due south from Madison. I mean, it's pretty ironic. You can drive 45 minutes and it's like a different world.
Isn't that amazing?
But this was a new experience for me. They said, oh, how long would you like to join the frequent flyer club?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
you get a free joint when you sign up.
I said, well, I certainly enjoy this part of the state. I don't get over here so much. So I did not. I did not join the club, the frequent flyers club or whatever it is. You know,
frequent hires club?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Frequent buyers club. You know how it goes. But I did find it to be a somewhat better experience than the Walmart style
a better purchasing experience.
Yes,
the environment of the store, the staff, the layout, that kind of thing.
As you pointed out, more like Starbucks.
A Starbucks.
As opposed to like Walmart.
Right.
Where they're just get in line. Stand there because you don't actually see anything. You just are handed the packaging. They put it in a bag and say, there you go. I mean, they're friendly enough.
Yes.
But this is a better experience. And the fact that I could listen to one of our radio stations door to door.
Better. How about the pricing? Were the prices similar?
No.
No.
Cheaper.
Really?
Better price.
A lot
over
more.
Here.
Well, over here. A lot more.
A lot more competition.
Yes, yes.
But on exit number one in yeah. South Beloit.
Just one.
I got to think they stick it to the tourists a little bit.
Don't they all?
They do. I would say probably 30% higher. In Beloit than it is.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pricey
okay.
over there.
Okay. Of course, taxes are similar, right? I mean, it's a state. Oh, you know,
I think so. It's like 20. It was pretty high, like 17 and 8. I mean, there's a couple different.
There's some money being made. Yeah. The government is making a little bit of money. Who would have thought that you could raise money, you know, selling drugs? I mean, what a novel concept.
Fortunately, the bumper sticker was free. No taxation on this.
Put that on the back of the car, man. I want to see that.
The Tricky Dick. 53 years is long enough. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
And they've got this picture of Dick in the war on drugs. Don't be a dick. I heard someone, she said, well, you remember.
I'm like, I'm not that old.
You know, I got carded the other day at, you know, like a small town gas station, I feel like it was. And I'm like, you know, I thought like there was a kid walking up with some
someone behind you, right? Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to need to see your driver's license. And I'm like, you should have just
took your hat off, man. I mean,
I'm not clear that I was wearing a hat, but, you know, she looked at me and she's like, you know, our policy is for anyone younger than 30.
Anyone that looks like they're younger than 30 or 35 or something like that.
Yeah. 30. She said 30. Yeah. She said, you know, because I clearly had
Come on. Was she flirting with you? Because you don't. 30.
I think she's gotten astigmatism.
You look 30 when you were in college, man. When you were 20, you look 30.
I walked out to the car and I had my middle son, you know, the middle kid. And he said, well, Dad, you kind of got a baby face.
that you do.
So anyways, at least I don't look like Tricky Dick Nixon, nor do I have a tattoo centered on my back.
On my back, Roger Stone style? Yeah. No, you just got one of me on your back, right? Dom.
I hear you have a Trump tramp stamp.
On my lower back, 844-967-2789. It's hard to believe 53 years of prohibition, of the war on drugs, man. And it's been an absolute failure, as evidenced by the fact that you were able to leave the prohibition capital of the Midwest, that's Wisconsin.
Yes.
Go across the border and not be persecuted for buying something that humanity's been smoking since humanity's been humanity.
Of course, you know, federal law says you got to do all your consuming on that side of the border.
Sure, you do.
So I had to load up, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd hate to, you know, be a criminal
of course, of course.
Break any state or federal statutes in another more prohibitive state or district, if you know what I'm saying. So anyways, Dom, you know why I got to drive to Illinois? Have you met my senator?
Ron Johnson.
Do you know how much self-medicating I have to do? Living in the state of Wisconsin,
you know,
realizing
I'm wondering,
that Ron's our senator?
I wonder with the way that his mind works, the senator, senior senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, if he was, you know, eating paint chips when he was a kid. You know what I mean?
Well, right to try.
Right to try. He is. Right? He is the author of Right to Try. Try all the drugs. That's what Ron said.
I thought we had him. Down for legalized marijuana because he's a freedom dude, right?
Right.
What about my freedoms, Ron? What about my freedoms?
Well, you can have your freedoms as long as they are, you know, match with what we think your freedoms should be, and then you can be free. Just ask every woman in the state of Wisconsin.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your calls live in the Shaw, 540 AM, the Shaw 101.1 FM. More Devil's Advocates.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. UPS workers are fighting for better pay and improved working conditions. Jason Miller chairs the Department of Supply Chain Management at Michigan State University. He's optimistic an agreement can be reached to keep them from hitting the picket line.
The parties, I really don't believe, are that far off. And so the fact that we're coming back, you know, a week before we would have a strike taking place, I take as a good sign that there could be an amicable agreement reached for both sides.
Spotify and YouTube are the latest subscription services to jack up their prices. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
The companies say that they need to raise prices to keep up with the costs of making new shows and movies and paying out artists.
Extreme heat continues to blanket much of the country with no relief in sight. WCCO-TV's Caroline Cummings.
A summer marked by poor air quality and this extreme heat together make things more challenging.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Playing some Skid Row.
Why? Why?
Skid Row, the headliner at the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. You're going to want to catch him. VIP seats are sold out.
Oh, Youth Gone Wild, man. It's been a while since I was Youth Gone Wild, man.
It is, my understanding, it's not just Skid Row. Oh, it gets better. Skid Row, Warrant, and Winger in the Gang's All Here tour. And they're headlining the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. Now, we've done the fair. We've broadcast from the fair. It's been a few years. Pre-pandemic, we broadcast with our Waukesha friends at the Waukesha Fair. I think we split a booth with the Waukesha Dells.
Oh, wasn't it raining the one time? It was like some storm blowing through. We were inside the building.
Oh, that was a... Yes, we had that experience as well.
Okay. See, I kind of remember some of these things.
Yes. I had forgotten about the in the building when the storms blew through.
Oof, right.
We've also done it outdoors. Dom, Ron Johnson, let's turn our attention to the headliner.
Do we have the real headliner. Do we have to?
Yes. Yes, we do. Because he's made a lot of news, Dom. He's making news. He's making headlines.
For all the wrong reasons.
Isn't he making you proud? Don't you feel proud, Dom?
I feel proud. You know, that's just my, you know, pride. But Ron Johnson does not make me proud. No.
Real quick, before we turn to Ron, let's talk about a guy who probably will never be a U.S. Senator. Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman.
Yes.
He is the most heavily rumored possible entrant to the contest to get their ass kicked by Tammy Baldwin. You know, next year she's on the ballot. No Republicans so far stepping up.
Not yet.
And I mean, my understanding,
Curdy, listen, there's plenty of time for a Republican to get in this race and take on Tammy Baldwin. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time.
Tom Tiffany, and wait for it, Tom, in the second quarter of 2023, the prospective Republican senatorial candidate raised $114,000. Let's not forget, Bob Tatterson, candidate for special election in Assembly District 24, who had no ads that I noticed. He raised over $100,000 in the quarter.
And he doesn't work. He's not in Congress. No.
He's not even in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
He's not in anything. And he raised almost as much as Tom. Yeah.
Tom will also not be a U.S. Senator, Tom. Tom, you're not going to make it.
Well, let's compare. And he hasn't announced, so maybe if he did announce, he'd have some bigger fundraising totals. But the incumbent, Senator Tammy Baldwin, she took in more than, $3 million last quarter.
$3 million to $114,000. You know, that's Bob Tatterson sort of money. So Tom Tiffany will not be joining Rojo in the U.S. Senate. Wanted to get that out.
All right.
Just establish the ground rules. Tom, with fundraising totals like that, you couldn't take care of the Devil's Advocate's bar tab.
Not Tom.
But let's talk about Rojo. Oh, Rojo. What'd he do, Dom? Why don't you leave for once?
I mean, there's so many to get to.
What about this video? I observed a YouTube video. Let me make sure I properly reference what this is called. Well, YouTube, but the video itself, investigating corruption in Washington, D.C. And this is a video by a guy named Tommy G. Tommy G, apparently an influencer. He calls himself the craziest documentarian on YouTube. And he's, you know, like the kids today, talks fast and he walks fast. Claims he's sort of a nonpartisan. You know, he thinks they're all corrupt. Does that make you nonpartisan or just that's how we set up this interview with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson?
And you listen to some of it. I could not stomach it.
It's about 20 minutes overall, and a lot of it features Ron.
I put on some Tom Petty.
Well, we've had Ron on for long form, but yeah, I listened. And
did you take anything away from this Tommy G interview with Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, first and foremost, we have been in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office, and he's got the 10th Amendment stenciled on his wall. And we took photos with it. And he also walked this guy in there. Like, he takes anybody
he
in there.
He does, man.
And then this Tommy G character was interviewing, like, his congressional aides and asking them very important questions like, was Epstein murdered? I mean, this is the tone of the questions the young YouTube Tommy G influencer were asking our senator. And Ron didn't seem taken aback by any of it. Ron was down for the conspiracy.
Ron's already kind of hip to the conspiracy stuff. So, yeah, he's not shaken by these kinds of questions.
Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, little coverage of this video. I also observed the video, so I feel like, you know, I got a firsthand accounting to give to our audience, Dom. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said it's certainly possible government agencies were involved in the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. He actually said, like, yeah, it's possible. And called the death of a sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein fishy during a wide-ranging interview released Tuesday by a popular YouTuber. Had like 750,000 followers this Tommy G. I think it's certainly possible, yeah, the Wisconsin Republican responded when asked by YouTuber Tommy G if it's possible that U.S. agencies were involved in the JFK assassination. Now, I would point out, when they said agencies, he literally had the logo of the CIA appearing on the screen. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that Rojo would have had the benefit of the post edit, but that's who Tommy G was talking about. The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it, said Rojo. There's more, Dom.
Well, okay, go ahead.
There's so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting.
Ooh.
We're talking about 1963. I was not alive at the time of JFK's assassination.
All right, so is it a fair question to ask anyone?
It's a little bit of a strange question. I mean, if you said, hey, let's go to the bar and get hammer drunk and talk about life.
Talk conspiracies? Sure.
Hey, man, do you think the U.S. government was involved? Yeah, I mean, sure. I've had some conversations, Tom.
Right? And what was your response, Critty?
Well, I've seen the Oliver Stone movie.
I saw JFK, man, back and to the left. You know what I'm saying? I'm a patsy. So, we know those things. We've seen the Hollywood version of it.
Well, that was just a start point for the conversations, Tom. Johnson's comments on JFK's death were just one of several conspiracy theories the Ashvegas Republican entertained during the interview with the Tommy G. Again, he's the YouTuber who bills himself as, and here's the quote, Tom, the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. Documentaries, you would think he would say. But there's a few times where there was some, and I know I slip up too, but this guy had a few grammatical things. But I'm like, did he mean to say that? The pair also touched on the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death in a jail cell in 2019. Now, this guy went out and, as near as I could tell, asked a bunch of Ron Johnson staffers, like really caught him off guard. You know, they must have been doing pre-interviews or something. But I would suspect that Ron knew that this was the tone of the interview that he was taking part in. And not only did he take him on the strolling tour of the office, because he did that to us, but they went out in D.C. together, down there out. Strolling the streets
out on
together.
The town together. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Among the other questions the YouTuber asked the senator, do you believe there's anything fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein? Well, certainly it's fishy, Johnson responded. The cover-up of the list of individuals that visited Epstein Island is pretty fishy, he said, before claiming that, quote, it's mainly people on the left that Jeffrey Epstein was courting, and that took advantage of his island pleasures. Wasn't Trump on one of those plane trips? I think we should have a full investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and his activities. And I like this one, Crudy. Ask who he thinks, a remarkable character in the 24 presidential election, Johnson pointed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Democratic campaign for president, noting he shares a lot of views with Kennedy on the coronavirus pandemic.
They believe in all the same conspiracy theories now.
Both men have publicly sowed doubt about the efficacy of the vaccine and pushed back on public health institutions for response to the pandemic, largely citing mischaracterized or incomplete data. I guess my follow-up question to what's the guy's name? G? Tommy G?
Tommy G.
Would he follow up say, hey, do you think the coronavirus was engineered to spare the Jews? Because that's what Kennedy implied or said recently.
Well, he did basically say, Ron, did you find it ironic that, you know, the Wuhan leak story was suppressed on the social medias? And now it's pretty much accepted, according to Tommy G, that that's the most viable, likely outcome of why we have a coronavirus pandemic. I'm like, eh, is that a proven thing? Or did you learn that on YouTube?
Does it even matter? Does it even matter? To Ron Johnson, it doesn't.
A spokeswoman for Johnson confirmed that Johnson's quotes in the video were accurate, but condensed for time. Now, you know how the young Jacob, when he... Occasionally, you'll see some devil's advocates videos on the TikTok. We didn't edit those. That's the young guy. That's Jacob.
Right.
Jacob does the editing. And the kids today, they do these little mini jump edits where they take all your breaths out. You know, sometimes Dom tends to linger on a breath or something.
Well, so I've done a fair share of editing in my time, man. Yeah, you only got so much time and you don't need to spend it breathing.
But you do wonder if there were any words that were left out or sentences or whatever. Because it's one thing to do it and just take out all the little mini gaps, but you don't know. because literally it could have been one sentence and then he could be 10 sentences later and you wouldn't know because he strings them right together. In regards to
Well, I mean, that's the danger of any media organization or Tommy G and everyone in between editing.
She referred to a longer podcast interview from the YouTuber and also contended that Johnson's comments on JFK were not new. He's always believed the conspiracy theories, Crudy would attest. During the interview, Johnson referenced the book JFK and the Unspeakable by James W. Douglas, which argues agencies were behind the assassination. And Johnson has referenced the book on multiple occasions in recent months. Kennedy Jr., that's Bobby's kid, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., recommended it to him. Apparently they're buddies now, hanging out and so in doubt about COVID vaccines and reading books, conspiracy books. The book's argument has been a point of contention, Dom.
I'm going to jump down here, Crudy. Johnson in the video also claimed divisiveness was the biggest threat to America and lamented that there are people, quote, that are just fomenting hate, that are exacerbating a divide rather than trying to heal this nation. Yeah, and you're in the party, man. It's the mega party. I mean, do you say that without any irony or any self-reflection or any analysis of what the mega has turned the grand old party into, Ron Johnson? He reiterated his distrust of federal intelligence agencies during a time in which Republicans on Capitol Hill have accused agencies like the FBI of being weaponized against conservatives and indicated he believes his phones and computers have been tapped. I just kind of assume they are. Well, Ron, when you were trying to run away from that, from the a reporter in Washington, D.C., and the time you pretended to be on your phone. Oh, I can't talk to you. I'm on the phone. Now I can see your phone is blank, Senator. The good news is they weren't tapping your phone then.
A little bit more. He referenced Jeffrey Epstein, right? The fact that Epstein, well, he was always sneaking off with some Democrat. And they showed a video of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, and Epstein in some video. One of our texters on the text line said, and don't forget, Jeffrey Epstein introduced Donald Trump to Melania Trump.
Oh, really?
Out there bragging about it. And I found this at the Business Insider, so it's probably true. Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier charged with sex trafficking, reportedly bragged he was the one that introduced Donald and Melania. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. I'll introduce you to Don.
You're welcome.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, 64 degrees under partly cloudy skies and light winds. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Temperatures up to 94 degrees in the afternoon with a light southwest breeze. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the night. Temperatures dropping to 69 degrees. It's 66 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there next at 844-967-2789.
Dem, I got a couple on the text line. Here are a few. Ben Wickler ran originally for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, saying he was going to vote, fight for every vote in every nook and cranny of the state. Apparently, some believe he hasn't done so, Dom. Here's another one. This one coming from the 414 right here in Waukesha, where we're at. Moron has no brain with which to think, just barely functioning brainstem. I have theorized he might be a White Walker. What else? One, Jeffrey Epstein was the one who introduced Trump to his future wife, Melania. Well, I gave you credit. That one coming from the Chi-Town down in the 773. And all right, boys, you got the broadcast gremlins sorted. You've been quite good for the first hour, but there's room for improvement. Be great in the second hour, says Jeff from Sherwood. I'm not sure if he's so chastising much or improving, you know, offering fair critique. 844. 967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman wrote a book called Ultimate Sacrifice, and it's the definitive answer to who killed JFK.
Who did Tom Hartman, and I like Tom. He's a smart guy and researches copiously. What was Tom's assertion? Who did he think did it?
There was a lot of government influence as far as the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon and so on and so forth. The book is called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Hmm. Yeah, but I want the cliff notes, Chris. I mean, who was? I mean, a lot of government influence. I mean, yeah, that's pretty general, man.
It was pretty much the entire government, all the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, all.
So they were all working together in a conspiracy to assassinate the president.
Correct.
And what was
a coup? Because there was going to be a coup in Cuba, which would have created a world war.
Interesting theory. Hadn't heard that one, Chris. Maybe the Cuba stuff, but not the everybody did it theory. Was it JFK?
Is it possible? I mean, you know, we weren't there. So, you know, how do you know? No. Certainly appreciate the entertainment. You know, we talked about the Oliver Stone version of it. But if you're going to get into the conspiracy theories and you're going to have a conversation about those things, do you think that a U.S. senator should be engaging in those very conversations, or because we talk about it, man? I don't know. Was the government involved? Possibly. I mean, I have the same answer that Ron Johnson does. So, but it's hard for me to. I wouldn't change my answer just because I was elected senator. I don't know.
Well, here's the point, though. The book he references, this book drafted or written by Douglas, a review of the book, and I believe this is a conservative's review. John McAdams. He was a Marquette University political science professor. I think he had a row of his own, if I recall, Dom. But McAdams described the book, the unspeakable book about the assassination of JFK. And here's the quote. Utterly uncritical of any theory, any witness, any factoid, as long as it implies conspiracy. McAdams said Douglas, the author, fundamentally doesn't care about what really occurred. is the book.
Yes.
Review of the book being recommended.
Listen, just because someone writes a book doesn't mean it's worth reading. Doesn't mean it's factual. I mean, it's like when the printing press came out and all, because, you know, when it was very rare to have a book to read, you know.
Hey, back off, Gutenberg.
I'm just saying, just because it's, you know, printed doesn't mean it's right or factual or true. I mean, come on, everyone, what are people writing books for? To make money. To make money. And why do politicians write books? To launder the money, because they can have their campaigns buy their crappy books. And then they can say, hey, look how many books were sold on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, the whole thing is, any book you read, you should take it with just as much a grain of salt as anything you read on the internet.
Well, fortunately, I try not to read it all.
Great.
Unless it's show prep, unless it's directly going to come out of my lips on the show. But, you know, reading for pleasure, that's a thing of my past.
I was forced to read as a young child during the summers.
No one had to force me as a young child.
Oh, yeah, I had to do book reports in the summer. During my summers, in between school, my parents still made me read even more.
Buddy, I had a job at the public library. And the summer before, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, I read like 75 books. And I don't mean those little flip books. I'm talking about, you know,
are you mostly, there, God? It's me, Crudy.
A lot of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes, a lot of Agatha Christie. You know, I have a beautiful mind, much like Sherlock Holmes.
Sure.
I read a lot of books that summer. Yes. But here's the difference.
And what, you OD'd on it?
As an adult, I like the Grisham novels, but I do no pleasure reading. Like, as an adult, Grisham, one novel a year. That's it. Nothing I read is for pleasure. It's all for the sake of this show.
Well, you have fun doing the show, right? So it's all for pleasure. And we do it for your pleasure. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some calls in for the top of the hour. Rocky from Appletown. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, hi. Long time. I read that Hartman book. He didn't say any of that crap. Hartman book, basically, he went and interviewed the Mafia. The Mafia hit. He went and interviewed them. Their dad, Kenny's dad, made a deal with the Mafia to leave him alone. Right. And Bobby broke it and went after the Mafia. Everybody saw that in the press. The Mafia tried to hit the Kennys a couple times. They missed them, I think, in Florida. And I think Texas was successful. I believe, if I don't remember the book, there's a third one. As far as the government agencies, there's a big cover-up because there's lots of shenanigans going on they didn't want out. But the Mafia killed them. And they interviewed the guy who ordered the hit a few months before he died. It's actually a really good interview if you read the book.
So then was Lee Harvey Oswald the guy to pull the trigger, or was he a patsy then, as he claimed?
No, he's a patsy. He didn't pull the trigger. I think the Mafia guy said there were three people that were there for the hit.
A triangulated?
I mean, if you watch it, the way, something like that, I don't quite remember, at least two, because if you watch the way the body went, there's at least two entry points, just by the direction of the body.
Yeah.
And some people say there are three. And even in the Harvard book, they don't go into that because they said it's really hard to know how many hit. They know it's two for sure. Oswald is just a patsy, just like he said. You know, if you look at where he was to make that shot, I mean, come on. The book's actually really good. It's written, Tom Hartman kind of edited, is a friend of his, I can't remember his name, he did most of the groundwork, but they interviewed everybody. And it's well sourced if you want to go look it out. It's a great book. But it was just, it's a Mafia hit.
We should pass that one along to Roadshow. Right. Read all the books, Rob.
All the books. Every one of them. Try them all.
Come back with us. Just not for pleasure, Ron. Like, sex for you. Missionary.
Yes.
Never for pleasure.
For God.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're doing God's work around here.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if
this is CBS.